Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello, KLBJ listeners, and Dr. Mystery. Hello.
Hello. We really enjoy getting questions from our listeners, and so we take those questions via email. It helps us kind of sort out making sure that the questions are appropriate for, you know, to be aired and the subject matter. When we take live calls, sometimes the calls aren't exactly perfectly curated, and it's hard to get exactly the answer to the listener. But if you have questions, we'd love to hear them. Our email address is armormenshealth@gmail.com, armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can certainly link to that email if you come to our website, our Facebook page, or our main urology site, which is northaustinurology.com. So, Donna, what kind of questions do we have?
Well, we have a couple of semen questions.
Oh, boy. Sailors?
Yes, they are. Thank you for serving, sirs. So one question was from a patient who, they're all anonymous, but he also suggested that he stay anonymous. He wanted to know if it's normal that he has semen in his urine.
That's a great question. So that usually can mean a lot of different things. So let me just take
the
question at its complete face value. If you actually have sperm and semen material in your urine, then that could be a sign of a condition called retrograde ejaculation, when the muscular contractions that are supposed to occur that allow for semen to come out the end of the penis don't work, and so the semen goes back into the bladder, and then you pee it out. It can cause infertility. Some men associate it with a diminished strength of their orgasm, but I don't think that that really is the case in most men. There are medical conditions that can cause it. Spinal cord injury, other neurologic injuries, the most common one being diabetes that causes it. The most common iatrogenic or doctor-induced cause is going to be the use of medications like Flomax or BPH medications. There are some blood pressure medications like terazosin or doxazosin that can also cause it. And so it's not quote-unquote normal, but generally it's not life-threatening unless you're trying to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to have a baby, it's actually possible to harvest that sperm from the urine and then clean it and then use it to get pregnant. Now, I said that's a confusing or that can be a loaded question because a lot of times men think they have semen in their urine because they feel that it's cloudier or it's or it has more bubbles in it, or they feel there's some kind of mucus or some kind of like residue in their urine. Mm-hmm. And that can be a sign of something else. It can be a sign of dehydration. It can be a sign of just something else in the urine, even an infection. Mm-hmm. And so if you think there's a lot of debris in your urine, semen should only be in there right after ejaculating. So right. If you're just seeing stuff in the urine and you haven't recently ejaculated, then it's probably not going to be sperm.
Well, it sounds like a really interesting issue to have.
Yes. So what's our next what's our next navel question?
Our next semen question. So this patient is thinking about having a vasectomy with us. Is my semen going to look different afterwards?
That's a great question. There's no noticeable difference in the semen, either the quality, the quantity, the color, anything. Nothing should really change from the vasectomy because all we're doing is eliminating a very small volume that's added to the semen from the testicles. I mean, you could imagine that if all the sperm were actually in the testicle and then all of that fluid came out of you when you ejaculated, your balls would be really big and then really small after having sex. But that's not what happens. There's almost no perceptible change in the volume of the testicles after ejaculating. There's virtually no contribution to your ejaculate from the testicles, and so none of that should change. You know, that goes to other things. Nothing should change. Your orgasm shouldn't change. Your sexual desire shouldn't change. Your erection shouldn't change. We have an amazing vasectomy that we offer in our office. It's called the IV sedation, no needle, no scalpel, no metal clip vasectomy. I call it the mystery vasectomy.
The mystery. Yeah, but,
it's something that we offer virtually every day of the week. We're booking out right now, so if you're interested in getting your vasectomy done before the end of the year, I would highly encourage you to call us. We offer a single visit vasectomy, which is a very unique offering, trying to make it super convenient for you. Make the appointment, pop right in. We'll take care of you in 45 minutes. You'll be on your way. We have some instructions for how to get your scrotum prepared and whether or not you need to bring a driver and all those things. But we're going to have a special concierge level service for you. We're going to have people calling you and making sure that you're fully prepared for it. Absolutely encourage you that if you're interested in getting a vasectomy, interested in taking control of your family planning, please give us a call, 512-238-0762. Our special website just for the vasectomy is austinvasectomy.com. That is us. And so we offer vasectomies in three different locations and absolutely something that we have amazing experience with and would be happy to take care of you.
That's right. And other offices require 3 visits, Dr. Mistry. So,
well, at least 2. You know, most offices do require a pre-visit, and there's some reasons for it. But it's because we offer the IV sedation, so you can be completely sober when we talk to you about the procedure, and then we can give you some medicine so that, yeah, please come in sober. that reminds me, that has happened before. Yeah, we've seen people come in a little bit altered. And
you'll leave happy.
Yeah, we'd prefer you come in. And please, men, tell your wives if you're going to get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Let's not make this a surprise.
Don't do that.
I don't need that complaint.
That was a fun day.
On my Yelp review.
Oh, that's right.
I don't need that complaint. So yeah, please, tell them.
We don't make your wife unhappy and yell at us.
That's right. And then, for twice the cost, we'll fake the test. We'll fake your vasectomy. tell your wife.
Free semen analysis for life.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is good. It's good to know, too. We are one of the only urology groups here in town that will read semen analysis here in the office. That may not seem like a real big deal, but it ends up being a big money saver. And because we do the semen analysis here, you're more likely to do it and check and make sure that your vasectomy worked. Because if you had to go traipse off and spend $70 and have to go to a lab and make it really uncomfortable, your likelihood of following through on making sure your vasectomy worked is less likely to happen. And so, we want to get the best experience for you, absolutely committed to that. So if you're interested in getting a vasectomy, please give us a call.
That's right. And can we squeeze in one more vasectomy question while we're on the topic?
Yeah, we sure can.
One of the listeners reached out to us and asked if a vasectomy affects the sex drive.
That's a great question. There is no change in your testosterone level, how your erections work. There's no change really at all that should contribute to a lowered sex drive. Now, I'll give you one caveat to that, and that is that some men, once they are no longer able to father a child, they have a psychological something. And it's something that I have seen, so I don't completely discount it. There's just that ability. The same is true of some women, that once they have a hysterectomy, that a lot of times they're this sense of kind of their womb being lost can cause them to have some psychological impact. But fortunately, that's extremely rare. It's definitely the exception rather than the rule. And if you do have it, lucky for you, we have a sex therapist right here on staff. That's right. We treat that too. So if you think that your libido has dropped from some medical procedure or something that's happened to you and you think there may be a psychological component, we are absolutely a wonderful stop for you. We can make sure that your testosterone levels are normal, make sure that there's nothing anatomically wrong. And then if we think that a sex therapist is the right way for you to go, we actually have one right on staff right here to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. And I look forward to our future segments when you mentioned we're going to talk about women.
We're going to explain to those men what's wrong with those women. We are going
to
have a wonderful group of talks on women's sexuality, health conditions that affect your wives and partners. And I think that'll give men a lot of insight into what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And you specialize in sexual dysfunction in women as well.
That's right. We have had a clinic for advanced female sexual dysfunction for about 10 years now. Low libido, orgasmic issues, lubrication issues in women. We have some amazing partners that we work with and great medications that can work and a lot of success.
Mm, sign me up for that.
All right. Well,
let's get started on that. Already.
You're already signed up.
My husband's like, really? I don't think so.
We haven't
seen a difference.
That's right. A reminder to our listeners, we have 2 upcoming events. Mm-hmm. On October 1st, we have an event specifically designed for the surgical treatment of stress urinary incontinence and advanced erectile dysfunction. We're going to talk about the male sling, and we're going to talk about the inflatable penile prosthesis. This has special poignancy for men that have suffered these conditions after a radical prostatectomy or after a TURP for BPH. And so if you're suffering from them, please let us know. We would love to have you at the event. It's going to be at the Holiday Hilton on October 1st at 6:30. You can RSVP at our website at armormenshealth.com or our email armormenshealth@gmail.com or call us at 512-238-0762. The second event, we're very excited about our first BPH Summit. This is where you're going to learn about a number of different treatments for enlarged prostate. That's going to be on November 1st at 6:30 at our South Austin location. More information on our website. And so it's been a wonderful show. Thank you for letting us into your lives and listening to our show. You can also hear us on SoundCloud. Donna, you want to tell people how to get a hold of us again?
Well, you can reach out to us at 512-238-0762. Also, check out our Facebook page for Armor Men's Women's Health. We'll have all of that information on there today, and we look forward to seeing everybody. Have a happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.